Good evening, I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Well, it's November 11th, 2011. That's 11-11-11. Apparently some people think that's a lucky number today. I'm not sure if that's quite the case. On today's program, the state Senate moving ahead with a state health insurance exchange. But why are they doing that now? I'll talk to one group that's particularly upset with the vote. And as the federal government prepares to release a draft rule on new fuel economy standards, a new study finds that reaching that goal of 54.5 miles per gallon by 2025 will mean more jobs in Michigan. We'll find out why. But first, it's not snakes on a plane, but it's basketball on an aircraft carrier. The MSU men's basketball team taking on the Tar Heels of the University of North Carolina in their season opener aboard the San Diego-based aircraft carrier USS Carl Vinson tonight on this Veterans Day. To talk about it, I'm joined by Anthony Durbin. He's a YNSN on the carrier. Welcome to the program, Anthony.
Thank you.
Well, most of us have never been on an aircraft carrier, although to host a basketball game along with about 7,000 spectators, that sounds like it's going to take up a lot of the space of the structure. Just how big is a carrier?
Well, the flight deck's 1,092 feet, so it's pretty big, pretty wide. It can launch four aircraft at a time, so you can imagine.
So essentially, between the playing, I guess the basketball court and those viewing it, it'll fill the entire carrier up. Then,
well, not quite. It fills up about a third of it. The rest of it's filled up with tents for concessions and stuff like that. So. It's a pretty big area. It don't fill it up all the way.
I know the president will be attending tonight's game. Are you and your fellow soldiers particularly excited to have him on board? And is he as popular as President Bush might have been among the soldiers?
I'm not sure about President Bush. I'd say they're about even. Everybody's excited, you know, to meet him. You know, it's for most people, it's a once in a lifetime thing that they'll get to experience. You know.
In terms of the carrier itself and those on board, have you guys been in action recently? Are you about to head out?
No, we'll be leaving here soon. I can't really speak of the specifics, but we got back in June, but we'll be going out here very soon.
It is, of course, Veterans Day. How do you and your fellow soldiers feel about the country's acknowledgement of the fact that we are at war and that our men and women are putting their lives on the line? Do you think that enough attention is being given to that fact?
Oh, yes. We're very appreciative for all the things. You know, there's all kinds of, you know, gifts and special, you know, things that different people do for us. You know, we're very appreciative of all that they do.
I'm talking to Anthony Durbin. He is a YNSN aboard the aircraft carrier USS Carl Vinson, which will be hosting a basketball game tonight between MSU and the University of North Carolina. Anthony, you know, we hear a lot about ground force action in Afghanistan and Iraq. What kind of a role do aircraft carriers play when it comes to military combat?
Well, we're pretty much the air support. We're just a big floating airport pretty much out in the wherever we're fighting. You know, we're just covering the Marines and the Army that's on the ground over there.
And so what is the mood like when, you know, essentially you're in a battle situation, but you're so far away from seeing a lot of the action? So how does that affect the atmosphere on the aircraft carrier?
Well, it has its ups and downs. Sometimes, you know, communications will be shut off for us, so it'd be hard to communicate with your family and loved ones. So it has its ups and downs. The mood changes. It gets good sometimes, and sometimes it's just miserable.
And how? Oh, no kidding. Miserable as in there's just a general feeling of depression on board?
Well, I wouldn't say depression. You know, we're all a family here, and we appreciate each other. So we try to keep each other up. You know, you can tell when somebody's down. It's just loneliness, I guess, and missing your loved ones.
How long could communication be cut off then for?
It depends. It could be weeks. It could be hours. It just depends on the type of situation that the ship is in.
No kidding. So weeks without any outside communication, do you still have things like television available to you?
Yes, we usually have a television. It's kind of iffy sometimes. You know, it's on and off. But the ship does a good job. They keep us stocked with the new movies, and they have their own, you know, receivers and everything, so they can set up good movie channels for us.
And how long are you typically away from land and on the aircraft carrier without being on land at all? And does that sometimes leave you feeling a bit claustrophobic?
We've been out for 55 days straight last deployment, so it's a long time, and everybody, you know, is just anxious to step on land no matter where it's at. So, it gets a little claustrophobic at times.
And in terms of, personally, I get seasick over the slightest motion sometimes. Is that just part of life on an aircraft carrier?
Well, you get used to it. We're on a big ship, so you get used to it, so it don't move too much.
I see. It's pretty stable. And in terms of life on a carrier, I mean, other than the battle stations, the food quarters, sleeping quarters, what other kind of amenities are available on the carrier?
Oh, well, we have a good time. We have video games, and we have actually bingo and stuff like that, and contests and tournaments throughout the ship on certain days. So there's stuff to do, you know, a lot of people. Exercise, I mean, that's the thing that seems to be the big thing to do, is just stay in shape and work out.
And how many military personnel typically serve on an aircraft carrier?
Well, without the air wing, we're at about 3,000. With the full air wing, we're close to 5,500, I believe, somewhere around there.
5,500, I see. Now, the in terms of what your role on the carrier is, what is it exactly that you do on the carrier?
Well, I'm the Air Department Yeoman. I work for the Air Boss and the Mini Boss, and I pretty much do the administrative paperwork for the whole Air Department.
I see. I'm guessing a lot of the roles then on the aircraft carrier are supportive, other than, you know, the pilots and so on.
Well, yes, we have multiple jobs, you know, just to keep the ship good in maintenance and launching aircraft, and there's many roles on the ship.
What about supplies? Does the aircraft carrier go out with all the food and fuel it needs, or does that need to be reloaded while you're out?
We reload out to sea. We have a ship come alongside us, and they give us what we need.
And in terms of working on an aircraft carrier, is that something you wanted to do initially, or is that something you ended up doing once you got into the service?
Well, I joined, and my brother's actually on the ship with me, so I came here to be with him.
No kidding. So were you able to specifically request to work on this ship?
Yes. We contacted my detailer. That's who gives me my orders, and she got me on the ship so I could be with him.
How long have you been serving on the USS Carl Vinson?
I have been on board for 2.5 years now.
Wow. And do you have any idea of how much longer you will be continually on the carrier?
I have about a year left. I leave next October.
I see. Are you looking forward to that time, or would you like to continue working on a carrier?
Well, I enjoy, you know, the experiences I've had on this ship, but I would like to move on and experience something a little different.
I see. A little less time at sea, maybe more on land?
Yes, maybe something overseas, you know, something different.
And as far as tonight's game, do you expect to have more Tar Heel or Spartan fans for the game tonight?
Well, it seems to be maybe a slight edge towards the Tar Heels. I'm not really sure. There seems to be more blue than green right now to me.
Well, certainly a change of pace from the typical day on the carrier.
Yes.
Anthony Durbin, a YNSN on the San Diego-based aircraft carrier USS Carl Vinson, which will be hosting the season opener between the MSU basketball team and the University of North Carolina. Anthony, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You too. And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.